What's this podcast called?
Stepsister from Planet Weird.
Podcast from Planet Weird.
Oh.
Luck of the Irish. More like Freak Me in the Eyeballs.
I love this movie.
No!
I told you not to bring up prom in this episode.
Oh, you
want to
talk about prom, Mama?
Drama Kaflama, baby.
I was nominated for Winner Home All.
Goddamn! That's a dolphin. Hello, everybody.
I was going to do an animal noise.
Go ahead.
Wow. That's the shark in the movie. If you listen closely, he goes, wow.
I bet he doesn't. Welcome, everyone. This is episode 281 of Podcast from Planet Weird with Juan and Sarah. Hello.
Hi.
This is one of the only podcasts you're going to find that isn't hosted
by
at least one cishet white man. So let's give it up. Let's give it up for us. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, did you hear that rhythm that we did? That's a dance mix.
Okay. If you're new here, man, you must really love Flipper. Because what a weird one to start with. But hello.
Never cracker, Flipper Dipper.
This is a show where we talk about, first we started talking about Disney Channel original movies.
But you know what? There's only like 20 of them.
There's actually over 100, but we've done like all of them, so we moved on to, you know, some other movies that, you know, maybe people of our generation.
Or beyond.
Or beyond.
Or before.
Grew up watching.
Bjorn.
Today we're talking about Flipper, the Wonder Dolphin.
The Wonder Dolphin.
Yeah.
Who has their own fucking theme song.
Yeah, and we'll dive into Flipper and how this is one of several iterations of the Flipper story.
Shut up. He has an arc? This dolphin has an arc?
No, there's several. There was like a show. There was a movie. There was a
is
show
Is that why there's a
the
theme
movie.
Park?
Yes.
A theme park? Is that why he has his own theme park?
Yeah. So we'll talk about Flipper in a minute, but first let's just catch up real quick. ASMR.
For those of you that are just on audio,
you can hear it.
Sarah's holding one of those little jerk-off jelly things that you used to get at the mall when you were a little kid.
Did you ever? Because, like, I got those. Actually, I don't think I ever bought one. But, like,
I don't know how I ever came in contact with one either. They just existed in the universe.
They were, first of all, I think they're at Rainforest Cafe.
They gave them to you.
I think they might have them. No.
no.
Just while you're waiting, just to fuck around with.
Yeah, here's your little masturbation jiggler.
No, they had them at Fashion Square Mall. Name drop. Square Mall.
Find us.
There was a Discovery Channel store. There used to be a Discovery Channel store then. Remember when
I vaguely remember this. This is like a hidden member. This is a hidden figure.
There was a Discovery Channel store at Fashion Square, RIP, and my family, we would always go in there and, like, look at all the cool shit. Never buy anything, really.
Who buys stuff at the mall? Those people?
This was back in the day when you did.
Well, I mean, like, do you remember those people that would, like, go to the mall and walk out with bags?
Mm-hmm.
Bags.
Like their share from Clueless?
Like, literally, like, bags. And I was like, how many items are in those bags? One.
No, they just bought the bags. Empty bags.
They just walked in and with bags, yeah. I'd believe it.
Yeah, but that was there, and I remember those being there. And it would also be, like, the little lightning things from the Science Center, and those balls that expand.
Oh, the whatever the fuck they are, yeah.
Whatever those are called. Just, like, a bunch of, like, science-y shit, which I thought was cool. And then I was bummed when they, like, took that away.
Science-y shit.
The Discovery Channel store. Sad.
I was sad when, remember, did your mall ever have, the mall that you go to, did your mall ever have, like, that old toy store?
KB Toys?
It was just like random old shit, yeah.
We had Superstition, we had KB Toys. Mm-hmm. And I assume Fashion Square did too, but Superstition had KB Toys, yeah.
Wow.
I bought some video games there, some Game Boy Advance games.
Word.
Other things.
What are we talking about?
I don't even know.
How did we get onto this conversation?
I don't even know. Oh, cause I
blacked out.
I was moving around my water.
Oh, and I said she's masturbation jiggler.
How are you?
You know what? Karma got its kiss from me.
Yeah.
in the way that, you know, sometimes. Okay, so actually, no.
Sometimes I run, sometimes I hide. Sometimes I run.
I don't know what song you're singing.
Britney Spears!
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh, you know who covered that recently?
Who?
Muna. For Fire Island, the new Hulu movie.
I need to watch,
though. At the end of the movie. I didn't know, like, I didn't see their tweet, like, or their post about it before, like, before I watched the film. So when I was watching it, I was like, are those bitches Muna? Is this Muna? Because I was like, this is not the original.
Is this bitches Muna?
And I heard that, and I was like, that's fucking Katie from Muna.
So you've seen
it. I said, ah.
So you've seen it.
I have seen it, but.
Is it good?
So good.
Okay, word.
Well, the song at least.
Oh, good. Well, okay.
I'm not like a gay man, so I can't.
Listen, you had Portrait of a Lady on Fire. It won an Oscar.
I don't think it did.
Oh.
I think the Oscars shut her out. I think she might have won like a con.
For cons?
Con d'Or Palms, whatever. I don't know. And there was also that time when the at an award show, I think they gave like an award to, or like a nomination. Or no, I think they gave the award to Roman Polanski. And one of the actresses, I forget her fucking name, it's French. One of the actresses, she's gay in real life as well. Her name's like Adele Hanel or something.
Sure.
Something French.
Croissant.
She stormed out and like, there's a video of her like clapping being like, yes,
let's award this rapist.
Yeah, like pedophiles or something. And she like stormed out of the thing. So love her.
Good. Good for her.
You'll have to watch because like, and I messaged Frankie because Frankie was like, oh, have you watched this yet? And Frankie and I messaged back and forth about our thoughts. But I also like, there's a lot of it. I'm like, I'm not a gay man, so
I can't relate.
Like
douching, I don't know what that is.
No, so like some of the things, like I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, Frankie, I just learned about Fire Island like a couple years ago during COVID. I didn't even know Fire Island existed.
And you were thinking about Firefest.
And I thought it was about Firefest.
There we go. No, I was fine. I went to the north. I went to Utah/Idaho. What? Idaho? That state? Is that a state? Idaho?
Yes.
Okay. Idaho. I went up to Bear Lake. It was kind of cute. Very pretty. Like, I have to give it to, like, that area of the country. It's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still lonely as shit and kind of sad to be in? Absolutely. If you're from a small town, get out. Like, no offense to maybe Ivy, who's maybe lives in a small town, but get out.
Yeah, but then they're going to move to our cities.
Oh, God.
And take up more housing that I can't afford.
God, they're going to crash the housing market that I'll never be able to be a part of. But it was fine. Didn't get sunburned.
Okay, did you wear sunscreen?
Yes.
My mom literally was like, did you ask Juan if he's wearing sunscreen? I'm like, no, but he's probably not.
Yeah, that's where you were wrong. I applied every hour and a half.
Good for you.
Thank you. Only my nose got a little toasty. And maybe my feet a little bit. They got a little brown. Do I look a little brown to you?
You've always been a little brown to me.
Okay, never mind. But yeah, no, it was cute. It was cute. I think I'm determining that I like Arizona a lot. Like as, not like as a state, but like as in like I like living here. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like the city, Phoenix is right there. Tempe's right there.
What's nice about where we are is like, we're not in the city where we see, like, skyscrapers, but, like, we're also not in, like, a rural town.
Like, we're not.
We're not in, like, Tucson.
We're not in Casa Grande.
Yeah, like, we are in the Phoenix metro area.
Yeah, like, when they say the metro.
Phoenix metropolitan area, like, we are, like, we can get to Tempe, Phoenix.
We can ride a literal train. And get into three cities.
Yeah, we can.
Do I ever want to ride that train ever again in my life? Absolutely not. The other day, someone was like, you want to ride the light rail? No. You catch me dead on that light rail. You kill me and put my body on that train.
What about that trolley over by ASU?
I've never seen it. I think it's a myth.
I literally was driving.
I don't think it's real.
On the road, like, I was leaving. This is when I went to Zia on Mill, and then I had to turn by the dorms.
On Gamage?
Turn around to Gamage. Yeah, and like.
And you're driving on the tracks.
You're driving on the track, and I'm like, is this thing working yet?
Like, what happens?
Is this gonna come and kill me?
What happens if the trolley's running? Do you just die?
Well, and I was like, it must not be up and running, because I don't know what's going on.
I literally have never seen that little thing ever. Remember that little trolley that used to drive around Tempe, though? Like, downtown? Like, yeah, mill?
Yes, I do know.
I love that little bitch. Never been on
one
it.
One of those ones where everyone's drinking and you're pedaling.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. Yeah. You're the manual labor.
Yeah.
But you're so drunk, you're having fun. No, I like it here. I think ideally, though, if I were to ever, you know, leave this state, possibly leave America at this point,
mm-hmm.
New Zealand looks beautiful.
It does.
I can fake that accent for like 2 days.
Absolutely not.
No. Okay. No. Okay. Fine. I can't. Oh, you caught me.
You absolutely could not.
Okay. Then at that point, I just speak Spanish. And they'd be like, then they wouldn't know that I'm American. But New Zealand or Australia. A good place for, I think, for me.
Well, you and I want to visit there.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about, we were imagining us going on a trip and looking up how much flights were and such.
And let us tell you.
And we found out there's the Warner Brothers theme park.
Yeah. On Australia.
Yes.
On Australia.
On top of Australia.
It sits on it.
Covered with cheese.
Yummy. Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, New Zealand, Australia, or the Pacific Northwest. Will
Pacific
Northwest.
So like Oregon and shit?
Yeah, like okay. like Twilight.
My compass?
I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like the Pacific Northwest, I think is like a place for me.
Have you been there?
No.
Okay.
But if Twilight has shown me anything, is that it's really pretty.
Sure.
Is the housing market worse there than it is here? Probably, 100%. But I just like the idea, or P-Town. I like the idea of an area that's like clear water, kind of lakefronty or beachfronty, but very green. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if P-Town is green at all. I might be lying. But I'd like to live there. Will Yellowstone eventually blow up and kill me? Probably. I'm scared of that. That's a real fear of mine. That what's that volcano?
I remember
Yosemite Sam.
I remember my marine biologist teacher telling me that in high school, that like this could explode at any time
and like, it would kill everything.
God.
Yeah.
Oh no.
The existential dread that knowledge gave me. It's like when I learned about black holes.
I've been living with that for years.
I'm glad that we've been
being like, I'm not going there.
Please tell us if you have that existential dread of, is it Yellowstone? What's that volcano?
Isn't it the geyser?
That's Old Faithful.
No, not her.
No, it's the volcano. What's the volcano they're called?
It said Yellowstone Super Volcano.
Yeah, that terrifying. Yeah. Can we put a lid on it? What if we suck the lava out? What if we suck the lava out?
Put a pot lid on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Existential dread. But yeah, no, I learned that I like green.
Greens, greens, nothing but greens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cabbages and celery. Wait, that's not what she says. I think she does. Who knows? But yeah.
Okay.
Don't have COVID as of right now.
Good. I am risking everything to be here.
Thank you. I blew you a kiss.
No.
Catch it. Catch it! It's flying away.
Okay. Did you see... So, like, first of all...
I hate you.
Yeah. No, first of all, I was like, oh, we can't, like, days ago. Okay, so, like, last week, the Hocus Pocus 2 trailer dropped.
I saw that.
And I was like, oh, like, we can talk about that next week. Even though I didn't watch it, because I don't watch trailers.
Yeah, you don't watch trailers. Sarah is notorious for never watching a trailer. So if you ever say, Sarah, did you ever watch
it?
No.
I didn't.
No, she never has.
I didn't
has.
Watch it.
She
I
never
don't
will.
Like it. They give too much away. I mean, I'll only do it if I'm
and
sitting
you're
in the
so
theater.
Right, and it just happens to
and
come
then
on.
It, yeah, yeah.
But, like, you're so right. You're
Plus,
so right.
Why are you watching the trailer? To me, it's like an ad. Like, why am I watching an ad for 2 minutes when I'm just going to see it if I go see fucking Top Gun and it's an ad? Why am I watching a commercial when I'm just going to see it in front of the fucking movie? Where I can't escape it unless I go pee at the movie theater.
And you force yourself to
wake
piss.
Up, America.
Damn. I think people like the excitement, but I also agree. Can I tell you? Kingdom Hearts 3, worst ads ever. They gave away everything.
I think video game trailers are different.
No. Okay. No, don't say that. Because they give away a lot of shit sometimes. Kingdom Hearts 3.
Okay. some TV show trailers I'll watch because I feel like it's different. Movies are just like, I would rather go in knowing nothing. TV shows, usually I like to know like a little bit about what I'm about to watch.
Yeah,
like, but movies, I want to go in knowing like the name, the actors in it.
I don't want to know anything.
No, because like I feel like it's just because so many times in the trailers they put scenes that don't fucking make it into the movie, and then I end up mad. I'm like, where was this scene? But if I don't watch the trailer, I don't know that. I don't know that.
You're right.
Ignorance is bliss.
Your brain, your mind.
Okay,
so, and it's true. Like, okay, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm gonna give another example. Doctor Strange, the second one. It gave away all its best moments. Mary, the Illuminati. Illuminati. I don't need to be. I'm just going to go see the movie. Don't make me want to go see it. I already am just going to see it.
The problem is these movies are like 2 fucking minutes. More teasers. They're short.
No, and that's what this is. That's what this is. It's the teaser.
The Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, it's a teaser.
Okay, so...
not a trailer.
The thing about Hocus Pocus 2, okay, the teaser, whatever the fuck.
The teaser trailer.
I saw like a couple seconds of it on mute when it ran on Twitter, and I saw that it was like three friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me...
You want me to tell you what it's about?
No.
Okay.
But for me, I'm like, oh... Because I read the Hocus Pocus sequel that like Freeform put out in book form a few years back, and I loved it. It was very queer, very diverse. And like, I just hope they... Because they're definitely not pulling exactly... that story, but I hope they're pulling some of that where it's like still like these two girls are gay.
Do you want
this guy is also here.
Do you want to? Is this a prequel or a sequel?
It was a sequel.
Okay. Do you want to tell me what happens and I won't react.
But in my head, I will confirm. I might not even go see the fucking movie now. And do you know why?
It's on Disney Plus.
Well, and okay, so this movie, the trailer drops.
Oh no,
right?
It's directed by somebody.
No. So the
by anybody.
It has a director. The trailer drops, and I'm like, oh, Juan and I will be able to talk about that next week. And then who had to out themselves as a TERF just the other day?
Kathy Najimy.
No, never.
Bette Midler.
I would hope never. Bette Midler.
Really?
Did you not see Bette Midler's tweet? We all said, well, pack it up. Pack it up. It is not too late to put Hocus Pocus 2 back on the shelf. It is not too late to get another actor in there, CGI them in.
How is Bette Midler a TERF if she loves the gays?
Because she's one of those, she seems like an LGB without the T.
Is she, did you ever watch that, like that, the Chris Clemens video?
What?
The one that you showed me, she's like, I'm an LGBT defendist or something? Or purist. I'm an LGB purist.
Oh, it was like the walking on the street.
That lady. He's like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. No, I think, didn't Frankie send it to us? About, they weren't acknowledging trans people. They were just talking about the LGB aspect of it. Okay, so one day ago, on July 4th at 8:28 a.m.
Oh, not
she
this.
She woke up and chose violence, literally. Because Bette Midler tweeted, "Women of the world, we are being stripped of our rights, even our bodies, our lives." Correct. That is correct.
True.
But here's where we took a turn.
Oh, no.
"And even our name. They don't call us women anymore. They call us birthing people or menstruators. And even people with vaginas. Don't let them erase you. Every human on Earth owes you."
Okay. So now, do we think that's like blatantly her being like, I don't think
she realizes it.
Okay.
I'm so hoping it's
her. You think she's just old and dumb.
I'm hoping it's her being ignorant to the fact that that is inclusive language for trans people.
Okay.
Or non-binary, gender.
You mean non-inclusive language towards trans people?
I hope that she understands that the reason we're using things like people with vagina, like that, the whole conversation about that, like, because it has been in the news a lot lately because of Roe v. Wade and everything. But like, I think she doesn't realize that the reason we're doing that is for trans people, genderqueer people, non-binary people, intersex people, like not just cis women.
I would like to think, and hear me out, I hope this never comes back to bite me in the ass. I would like to think that it's her just watching Fox News women and being like, Fox News women using these, what do they call them, buzzwords?
I hope she's not watching Fox News.
No. I mean, in a way that, she watches, these, women on Fox News being like, thank you for, basically being, I get what you're saying. What I mean? And she's just, mad. She's just mad and unaware. I don't think she's a TERF. I would, fingers crossed.
But yeah, so, her replies, luckily, are riddled with people. Roxane Gay saying, no one's trying to erase women, we're just trying to use inclusive language, blah, blah, blah. Thousands of
women
quote tweets,
mm-hmm.
Calling her out and shit. So yes, hopefully she is not a TERF, but
I wouldn't think so, right?
Look, not all people that are allies to the L and G and the B are allies to the T.
And isn't that sad?
Isn't that sad?
Don't we wish they would just die?
And then did you see Macy Gray this weekend?
What did she do?
Macy Gray.
Someone once told me the grass was much greener.
I don't know why everyone decided
to be a TERF all of a sudden.
To just fuck around and find out this weekend because she went on Piers Morgan's show, number one, bad decision.
Already done. And she,
apparently, I didn't watch this video, but the quote is that she said, just because you go change your parts doesn't make you a woman, sorry. So, maybe the Green Goblin should have got her at the parade because...
So she's a TERF.
Because what is this?
Macy
this
Gray.
This was more of flat out, she's being transphobic.
Yeah.
Bette Midler hopefully will realize her error and be
stupid.
Fuck, I didn't know, I'm sorry. But I think she needs to figure it out.
I think there's something when, it's this whole idea of, I'll be an ally, blah, 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 blah. But then if you come anywhere near my rights, it's over for you.
Well, it's it's
just... part of me is is it panic?
Well, it's the same...
Or is it you defending...
It's the same thing of, when we go to the Women's March and it's these people, supporting cis women,
mm-hmm.
but not wanting to support trans women.
Yeah. I'm going to say this.
Women. Women. Let's give it up for women. Wow.
Synchronized clapping.
Yeah. So,
Let's say what's all in our mind. If you're a TERF, die.
Did you see that
just
video?
Just die.
It was at some fashion event of it's the three of them together. It's Rina Sawayama, Hunter Schafer, and Emma Watson. And they're all hanging out talking and stuff. And I was like, wow, J.K. Rowling
is
going
to see
this and scream.
She's going to froth at the mouth.
She's going to try to get in contact with Emma Watson and say, how could you?
Listen, Rina Sawayama.
Hang out with a queer person and a trans person. How could you sit next? How dare you stood where he stood? How dare you stand where he stood? How dare you sit next to her? Anyways, it's time to dive right into Flipper.
Flipper.
Flipper is a 1996 American adventure film and a remake of the 1963 film of the same name, which in turn became a TV series that ran from 1964 to 1967.
We went to the moon in 1969.
Written and directed by Alan Shapiro, the film stars Elijah Wood as Sandy Ricks, a boy who has to spend the summer with his Uncle Porter.
Who's Australian?
Played by Paul Hogan, who lives on the Florida Gulf Gold Coast. Not the Gulf Coast, but the Gold Coast. Although he expects to have a boring summer, he encounters a dolphin whom he names Flipper and with whom he forms a friendship.
Friendship. Yeah.
So this movie exists. Came out June 5th, 1996.
Is this movie... I'd like to believe that this movie exists in the same vein of, like, that era... When did this movie come out?
1996.
Okay. I want to believe that this movie came out in that era of, like, 1990s, early 2000s, where it was, like, very much, like, animals are something to be treasured and not abused. Free Willy. Free Willy
but
2.
Not only
Free
that, Willy 3. Not only that, but it was such a... This is why everyone that is around our age... I know I did. Wanted to grow up and be...
An oceanographer.
A marine biologist. Because of all of these fucking movies. It was this. It was Flipper. It was Free Willy. It was that fucking Andre movie with the seal. It was all of them. Like, what was going on?
What movie with the seal?
There's a movie called Andre.
About a seal?
With the girl, with Tina Majorino from Napoleon Dynamite and Veronica Mars, where she's Work. With a seal. What was with all these movies about oceanic creatures? We ate them up, and we were just like, yes. They made 3 Free Willy movies, and then they continued.
Don't they also have, like, one about, like, chimpanzees?
Well, those aren't oceans.
I don't know. Jane Goodall and Steve Irwin really had a chokehold on every child in the early 2000s.
It was just
so weird.
There was so many ocean movies, like, in the 90s.
I think it was...
We need to save everything.
Jaws.
And then SeaWorld.
I think it might have been because of Jaws. Think about it. Josh. For any slip. Josh. Jaws. 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 Jaws made the ocean scary. So we had to have something to make the humans I'm giving
up.
Yeah,
but Jaws was in the 70s, and they made several of them.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, do you think that started, like, a fear of the oceans? We were like, kill everything. And so then, at that point, people were like, whoa, we can't kill
the ocean.
Look
at Andre.
What the hell is this? And what the hell is this?
I'm just showing you that it did exist. Speaking of Jaws, the tagline for this movie was, "This summer, it's finally safe to go back in the water."
That's what I'm telling you. Do you think it was like this correlation of like Jaws made people so scared of the ocean that they basically went out there and were like, time to kill everything with the fin. Free Willy, Flipper, death, died.
I think deceased. People that saw Jaws just didn't go in the ocean because that was the whole thing.
No, people, I think shark hunting went up.
Oh.
I think it caused a thing. Don't quote me. I didn't do research.
Well, Free Willy came out in 1993, and then this came out in 1996.
And I texted you. I said, maybe I put it in my notes. I literally wrote, is this because of Free fucking Willy? Is this Free Willy? I saw him Free Willy. I saw him.
So, came out June 5th, 1996. The budget was $25 million. What do you think this made at the box office?
$25 million. I think it barely scratched the surface. $40 million.
Okay, so about half of that. It made $20,080,020.
She did not flip. She flopped.
You should call her flopper. Because yeah, $20 million. Not great.
You know what?
All that money went to the dolphin, as it should.
All that money went back to that boat.
Yeah, so this was actually shot in the Bahamas.
If you look very closely.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
You can see them in the background.
Yeah. Doing the fucking...
To... And that's a...
Oh, yeah. Revolution.
Yeah, to...
twice. We need to do another Mary-Kate and Ashley movie soon. I literally was like, ooh, October's coming up. It's too bad they don't have a spooky one. They literally do.
The witch one.
Yeah, but they should come back and do a spooky one now. They should do a horror film.
Imagine with their sister?
Mary-Kate and Ashley and the other one.
And the other one.
Elizabeth.
I guess.
They do a horror movie together. Love.
But what would it even be about?
I don't even care.
But it's not American and Ashley production. They're no, just starring it is. You. Oh, no.
I want Sugar, Sugar. I want that song in there. I want I'm Just Your Average Jane. The super doesn't stand for model. I want that. I'm a one girl revolution.
What's a horror? What's
they should do that on Drag Race.
One Girl Revolution?
Yeah.
And all the everything. I would die. I would literally... You know how many Disney...
You should do drag and sing that song.
And that's my like signature... That's my signature lip sync?
Yeah.
And I bring out ribbons.
You do ribbon dancing.
I'll do it. I already have my drag name. I've told you this. No yeah. one steal it. Juana Fanta.
Animatronic dolphins had to be used extensively, such as in scenes where Flipper interacts with the human characters or is shown swimming along.
That was an animatronic? They didn't train a dolphin?
Yeah, this says Walt Conti, who is a special effects artiste, said that using real dolphins does not work as well as many might think. Yeah, no shit. They're animals.
They'll try to kiss you.
Animals don't want to work.
Is that why?
Animals don't need to be living in this capitalist society. Just let them live.
How about that? Is that why we always see CGI animals now and there's not like a animal handler on set
anymore? I mean, animals are just so hard to work with on set. They always say, animals and kids, hardest thing to work with on set.
And Mike Myers.
Hardest thing to... That's why Love Guru almost didn't get made.
Really?
No, I'm joking. Oh. With Mike Myers.
Mike Myers has a movie out.
Okay.
Did you know that? No. He has a movie that just got released a couple of months ago.
Shrek 6?
Shrek-sy.
Shrek-sy?
Shrek 6. It's a porno.
Shrek X? Like Jason X?
Oh my god. Shreks?
Shreks? Yeah, so this movie stars a very young Elijah Wood.
Literally... So baby.
A little baby. This was pre The Faculty. The Faculty was, I think, 97, 98. It was 98. And then, obviously, he went on to do the Lord of the Rings films. But, like, he did a lot of movies prior. He did The Adventures of Huck Finn, Radio Flyer, like, a bunch of little, you know, movies where he's playing a little boy. And then he did this one.
I legit thought his first movie was Lord of the Rings.
That was where I knew him. No, because he was in... Oh, no, wait. He was Lord in of the what? Rings was 2001. I was going to say he was in Spy Kids 3. But that was after Lord of the Rings came out.
Yeah, because it was like a, whoa, Elijah Wood is in this movie.
Mm-hmm. He's not the guy.
I am.
Yeah. So, and then Paul Hogan, who is Crocodile Dundee, which, did you know? I've never seen any of those
Crocodile.
Movies. I always saw those when I would, like, go to my, like, video rental place yeah. and be like, what the hell is this even about?
Literally, I was like, and then people would be like, have you ever seen Crocodile Dundee? I don't know why they're British
who
and Australian.
Who has seen that? Should I watch all of them?
Are they funny?
Because they just made one in 2020.
With him?
They made a new one. Because I looked this up.
Is he problematic? I want him to not be because he seems kind of cool, but, like,
I don't know.
I have a feeling...
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, what was
it? Oh, my God, I forgot to say this. I ran into Jared. No, I wish.
That would have I was like, cute. You would have told me
yeah,
if
I
you
know.
Ran into...
I would have sent you pics.
Hi, Jared.
Hi, Jared. If I had seen you in Salt Lake, it would have been cute.
He did have tax issues, but, like, who cares about that?
Who fucking cares? Taxes!
Who cares about that?
At this point, honestly, everyone should stop doing their taxes.
Call me when you kill somebody. Call me when you hit somebody, you know?
Call me when you're a TERF.
I don't really care about the taxes. I get it if you're fucking, like, if you're rich and you're not paying. That's like,
yeah, yeah, that's different. That's really different. You deserve to pay them.
So maybe, I'm sure he is loaded.
But, I'm saying, yeah.
But in general, let's make a fact. Not doing our taxes this year. And then there's a bunch of other people in this. Isaac Hayes plays Sea Cop. The cop on the sea, Sheriff Buck Cowan. And Isaac Hayes, rest in peace. He played Chef on South Park, and he was a singer.
He was also a Scientologist.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why he... Did you not know that?
You can't win everything. That's why he couldn't go to the hospital.
Well, yeah. No, that's why when South Park aired their Scientology episode, he quit. He stopped voicing Chef on South Park
because of that episode. News to me.
Yeah. he stopped voicing Chef because he's like, I'm not dealing with this slander.
LOL. If you're a Scientologist, at least be able to make fun of it. Like, why are you even there?
Like, truly.
If you are going to participate in this, you know,
aliens,
robbing scheme where they are family oppressing stealing. People, cutting people's family ties off.
Cutting them up.
Cutting people's family. Abusing people. Like, if you're going to do that, at least...
have the decency to poke fun at
it. At least poke fun at the fact that you, like, you're worshipping a fucking...
Cthulhu? Zunu? What's his name? Zulu-yo?
Zenu?
There we
fucking
go.
Sci-fi writer's Bible. Like, come on.
Come on,
holding
Mary.
Those little cans. You don't think that's fucking funny?
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Holding those cans to
oh,
see...
oh, wait, that's Mormon.
To see if you're...
that's the Mormon episode.
Yeah. Holding those cans to see, like, how much...
how much Diet Pepsi you have inside your body.
How much power, whatever the fuck, how many magical particles are in your body. Like, you don't think that's funny?
If
like,
you're going to be the real 11 from Stranger Things.
What is this? Okay. So this movie, sadly, was not number one at the box office when it came out. It was number two because Twister came out.
It competed against Twistar.
I love Twister.
Twister was lit. I remember when we saw that.
That was like, on my birthday.
I was like, fuck, this is actually
in 1996.
Good. This is a good movie.
We were one.
Happy birthday.
We were babies. No, we watched it 1 year. I think, what, 2020?
Yeah.
Over FaceTime for my birthday?
With Frankie.
No, it was just you and
me.
Oh,
I look ugly.
It was just you and me over FaceTime.
Oh, really?
But we were like, oh my god, this movie. Good.
It was good.
We were like, ah, these Twisters.
Twisters, that opening sequence where they just suck up that man.
It was scary. The cows? Mm.
I never want to be stuck inside of a Twister. It's just too much. Too
that's
much
another
to
thing that is why we live here, because we don't get those natural disasters.
Oh my god, true. The worst thing,
the
what, a haboob.
The tornadoes, the tsunamis.
The earthquakes.
We don't get those.
And that's
we
why
could never deal with those.
We could, if one of them happened, the infrastructure here in Arizona would collapse.
And one of them probably will, because of climate change. You don't think a tsunami's going to come and reach us?
No.
I think she will.
We're too far in.
No, I think she's going to find a way. The way things are going.
Life finds a way.
The way things are going.
I saw the new Jurassic Park movie. Let me tell you something. Hated Chris Pratt. Pine.
I believe it. Did you see...
what's his name?
Did you see Chris Pratt? Did you see online him being like, I don't get why everybody hates me. I see everyone hating on me and it pisses me off. He was like, that post I made about my kid, it wasn't me dissing my disabled kid and praising my beautiful, healthy one. You guys just read into it that way. I never said that.
Wow.
And he was like, and I've never been to that homophobic church. And I'm like, wow. I don't care about any of it. What you're doing right now, this whining, I don't like it. Just shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry, but would a guilty person post that video of them going into the, when he was, like, sweaty and, like, crying, like, into the woods? Like, he went into the woods to find his grandmother's house, and, like...
what the fuck? What are you talking about?
That video of him, like, when he was, like, I just came back from a jog to clear my mind of, like, all the...
that?
Yes, it was psychotic!
To clear my mind of whimsy.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Did you know more about that? It's crazy.
No.
If anyone finds it, please DM it to Sarah. It's crazy.
I was just talking to our coworker about it, and I was like, Anna Faris divorced you for a reason, sweetie, and I love Anna Faris.
If Anna Faris says you're a bad person, I'll believe
her.
I
know that I don't really know what went down, but, like, believe me, you're annoying as hell these days.
I'm going to say this, Chris Pratt.
I know you're listening.
I know you're listening.
You love Flipper.
The House Bunny and all of the scary movies have so much shit on you. Like, you have nothing on them. You have
nothing
on them. What'd
you do? Kill Osama bin Laden in a military movie? Okay.
What did you... Parks and Rec? You know who made you funny? Aubrey Plaza.
Everyone around you.
Yeah. You were just this... I could have played the stupid
idiot. The writers.
I could have been the dumb idiot in that movie. Mm-hmm. Show.
It was truly, once he started getting jacked...
It was over.
That he was annoying.
He just got crazy.
He just became annoying as hell.
You think it's going to happen to me?
You're not going to get jacked. So you will always stay not annoying.
Thank
and
you.
We love that for you.
Thank you.
This movie, I don't have any word from Roger Ebert, but one writer criticized the plot but appreciated the performances of Paul Hogan, Elijah Wood, and some other people.
And the woman.
And the animatronic dolphin in the film.
I literally could not tell you there was a robot here.
Yes. Also, one critic said that the scene where a hammerhead shark attacks a seabird may be shocking for young children. That's true.
It scared the fuck out of me.
That was scary.
It was, what, 1 a.m. when I got to that part of the movie, because I started around, like, 12-something, right? I legitimately was, like, watching this movie, and I'm like, oh, cool, B-roll of a shark eats that fucking bird, and I go, oh!
It was scary.
Yeah.
It was very scary.
The amount of verbal reactions that I've had while watching this movie were insane.
I remember in Free Willy, which we'll do an episode on it, we'll talk about it whenever, but I remember the scene where he, like, comes up to the glass. Because it's when he's, Jesse's, like, underground, he's cleaning, like, spray paint, right? Like, graffiti.
Yeah, and it's
all, like, it's dark. It looks like fucking Batman and Robin. Like, it's that kind of, like, lighting. Like, dark and, like, it's, blue. Like, black and red and shit. And he, like, a killer whale fucking shows up in front of the glass. That's scary.
Killer whales can eat you.
They are killer.
They're cool. They're part of the, they're the fifth member of the band The Killers. I don't know how many members are in the band The Killers.
Some trivia for this movie. Elijah Wood was scripted to have his first on-screen kiss in the film.
Good thing it never happened.
The scene was shot, but then cut out of the film.
Could you imagine?
And I bet that was in the trailer. I bet it was.
They cut it. I, like, turned away. I turned away for, like, a half second at that part, and I had to rewind it. I was like, I need to know that they did not kiss. Like, I need
they
to know
hugged.
That
they just hugged. I was expecting them to kiss.
Good, then. I'm glad that they didn't. I don't need to see but kids also, kissing.
But also, is she... Kim, the character. Kim. Is she... Cynthia, what's that girl's? Kathy, is that her daughter? Or is she just...
She's just a girl.
Okay, because I was like... We're getting into some, like, My Girl shit where it's like, that could be your relative and you're into them.
Does that happen in My Girl?
In My Girl 2.
Oh, God. No. We'll get into it. Kim is not related to anybody.
Director Alan Shapiro wanted an entirely unknown... for the role of Kim. However, felt that most of the girls that screen tested with Elijah Wood were too giggly. So he decided to cast someone with more experience. The actress, forgot her name already.
Doesn't act anymore.
We saw her in Casper.
Oh!
She's in Casper.
Is she the bitch?
1995, yes. And she was also on Boy Meets World for a couple episodes. Very memorable episodes. They want you to take the roles. Iconic episode. Where she played Wendy. Jessica Wesson is her name. She was also on Home Improvement. So she has met Tim Allen and I'm sure hated him.
Oh, God.
As we all
Or she
do.
Loves him.
Her last acting credit was in 2001. Honestly, good. Get out of the business.
In a business full of pedophiles, leave.
Get out of there.
Politics and acting, leave.
Oh. So I was looking at a lot of the trivia last night, and, like, so much of it is just paragraphs and paragraphs about, like, I don't know, the plot? Well, and just, like, about, like, at this part...
IMDb reviews?
Well, no, I think just, like, maybe it's, like, at this part, this is a fake dolphin. At this part, this is a real... And I'm like, I don't care.
Oh, the trivia.
Yes, and the trivia. But I do have more trivia for you. Elijah Wood's character in almost every scene wearing a Smashing Pumpkins shirt. Why?
He's a little bitch.
Just because Elijah Wood liked Smashing Pumpkins. So he was wearing the shirt all the time.
Do you think they were like... You think when they go... When there's movies like this that are just like casual? Like, you think they like...
I don't think Billy Corgan saw Flipper. I don't...
Who's Billy Corgan?
The lead singer of Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, no, I was going to say, like, do you think they just go, like, actors, bring clothes? Bring clothes.
No. I mean, some of them could be his, like, actual shirts, but they also could have been, like...
What's your favorite band?
Well, because, like, his whole thing is when he gets there, he wants to go see Red Hot Chili Peppers, and so they might have been, like, we need some other band shirts for you to wear. Like, what bands do you like?
True.
Or what do you think Sandy would like? And he was just like... I like Smashing Pumpkins.
What a little freak. Okay, love.
What's your history with this film?
I've never heard about it. I've never even seen it. What the hell was this? I don't know.
Yeah.
You literally said, we're watching Flipper, And in my head, I immediately went to the most, like, C-tier, shitty animated movie that I could think of. Because I think there's one about, like, some sort of shitty-looking dolphin. And I was like, are you talking about, like, a...
Are we watching Dolphin Tale?
Are we watching about some shitty-ass, like, CGI movie? I didn't know what this was.
Yeah.
And then I saw the credits rolling, and I was like, is this a Free Willy spinoff? Because the words, the font, look like the Free Willy font.
Yeah. So this movie, I grew up with this on VHS in my home.
Oh, God.
But I don't think I've ever seen it. If I have, I was, like, a baby, and I had no conscious... I have no memory of it. So, like, I'm assuming my brother really liked it. But, like, I know my brother, like, really liked Free Willy.
So your parents got him Flipper.
So maybe that's why they got him Flipper. I just know we, like, literally to this day have a VHS. So I've, like, always seen the front. And I've always wondered, who's that old man? And, like, who's this little boy? And then as I grew up, I realized that's Elijah Wood. He was in Flipper? Like, what even the hell? But still never seen it. So now, 27 years later.
Flash forward.
We rent it on iTunes so we could watch it.
And you could have just watched it on your VHS.
I could have.
You could have passed. I have a VHS player.
I have one too.
We could have watched it on VHS.
But who wants to do that?
We would have had to be kind.
Be kind and rewind.
Yeah. Be quiet.
Okay.
Be quiet.
Be quiet. Z-Way? Be quiet. Instead of be careful. Be quiet.
I'm sorry. I love Z-Way. If we could get Z-Way on this podcast.
She would never.
It would be over for us. She would. I'd be dead.
Yeah, she would read us.
She'd kill me.
All right, so this movie starts out with Elijah Wood arriving in Coral Key,
Puerto Vallarta,
Florida, arriving on Fire Island, and he meets his uncle Porter, who he's never met before. He's Australian, or nar.
This movie opens up with like a song that oddly sounds like Coraline, and I was like, am I watching Coraline?
It was giving me like 13th year.
It was giving Coraline, it was giving 13th year, it was giving Free Willy.
Yeah. And so he's like, you cannot be my uncle. I'm just this cool kid with a weird hat.
You cannot be my uncle. You're Australian.
Yeah. I didn't get that either.
Why?
Because his mom does not have an accent. Did they just... What is the story?
What in
did they literally him? Just told... Because they were probably just like, okay, Paul Hogan, don't even worry about doing an accent.
Just talk.
Even though American accents are notoriously the easiest ones to do.
Isn't it just you enunciate everything really, like, hard.
You just have to, like, make sure you're... I don't know. I don't know. Because to us, it sounds like Australians aren't saying, like, the, like, R's or, like, the S, like...
Yeah.
Like,
I'm getting a little tired of your broken prometheth.
But I don't know how they teach it. I just know that American accents are, like, really easy to do. Like, that's why most actors can do them. No problem.
I believe it. But get someone to do an Australian...
R&R.
They said R&R?
Yeah. So, Sandy's mom is getting divorced, and basically she said, go hang out with your uncle for the summer.
Oh, is that what's happening?
I believe so. Because...
Okay.
Because Uncle Porter says something like, hey, I know a thing or two about getting divorced. Or about divorce.
Okay.
Which... I didn't...
I just thought his mom sold him away.
Talking about his parents? His and his mom's parents? Because I don't think Porter has committed to anyone.
No, Porter is not committed to anybody.
So I don't think he's been divorced. I think maybe his parents have been divorced.
He's a free soul.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I legitimately thought...
I'm reading too much into it. This is Flipper.
There's not much to read into. Yeah, no. I legit thought it was just like his mom sold him.
She kind of did. She paid him
$100 a week.
$100 a week to take care of his nephew.
Which is that even like worth it? How much is food? How much could food cost back in?
It probably just pays for food.
1996.
How much was food back then? All they're eating is SpaghettiOs. Did SpaghettiOs sponsor this movie? Because what was going on?
What
here?
The fuck?
All the time talking about SpaghettiOs, eating SpaghettiOs.
Girl,
that's all I see.
I heard the word SpaghettiOs as much as I did the word Flipper.
Do you like SpaghettiOs?
No.
Oh, I do.
I think all canned pastas are disgusting.
Okay, Rich. Sorry we can't all eat fresh pasta all the time.
No. I'll take it back. Because I ate, remember all the canned soup that I used to eat in the dorms?
Yeah.
Notorious.
I've never had like a Chef Boyardee, like that stuff. But like, I had soup and SpaghettiOs.
Chef Boyardee. Disgusting.
I thought you were going to be like, that man, he hits.
No. He hits. Disgustingly. He tastes like a fart. Chef Boyardee is so gross.
Remember on Zoe 101 how the like dorm advisor would always be eating Chef Boyardee, like ravioli out of a can?
Oh my god.
She was so wild. I love this girl. She's so crazy.
Maybe I had expired Chef Boyardee, but it just tasted like absolute farts.
I believe that.
I'm going to stop saying it tasted like ass because, I mean, but farts? Disgusting.
Yeah. I grew up eating SpaghettiOs and then, like, took a break for a little bit. And then maybe, like, 5 years ago started eating them again. And it tasted like home. Tasted like my childhood. And I was like, oh, yes.
You got it's ratatouille.
Like, it's like if I drink a Capri Sun. Capri Sun and SpaghettiOs are two things that make me feel like a little kid.
You know what
in,
does
like,
that?
In, like, the best way. And I'm just like, so comforting.
Lunchables do that to me.
Lunchables are also good.
And Uncrustables.
Mm.
Which is... Remember when...
Because I didn't
oh
have...
Oh, my God!
That makes sense, because I didn't have those growing up. I literally didn't eat them till, like, college.
No, I... Uncrustables and Lunchables, like, were, like, the... Like, when my friends would have, like, a Lunchable... Because if we would go on field trips, my mom would pack me, like, a torta, right? Because we're Hispanic, and mm-hmm. I would always be, like, the kid that's eating, like, a big-ass sandwich, mm-hmm. and the kids are like...
What is that?
What is that?
What's that tortilla?
No.
Hurricane tortilla.
Oh, my God. So they would have Lunchables, and I'm like, hey, can I taste that? And they would look at me weird, like...
say, no, you're brown.
No, you're poor. But, like, I had one once, and I was like, oh, my God.
It was Ratatouille's little...
Yeah, the same way the SpaghettiOs did a... Yeah. Teleported you back in time. Mine was...
Yeah. I do really like Lunchables. The pizza ones specifically do taste like childhood to me as well. I think the other ones I just ate so much, especially in college.
The classic, like,
the cracker stackers. Ugh. The cracker stackers.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I would
the
eat
pizza
those.
Because
I would get those at the pod every week and
well,
buy them.
I was going to say, do you remember when I would literally, my routine was get one of those, like, Fita? Like the spinach chicken wrap things, like the paninis. Remember, I would always have that and then two Uncrustables and one of those, what are they called? San Fernando? The juices.
Oh.
The San.
I don't know.
What's that place in California?
San Fernando Valley?
No, the other one.
The San Andreas Fault.
The other one.
I don't know. I'm not talking about.
Whatever. I would remember I would always get those, or you would hate me for this. I would get those gas station burgers from the pod market.
Everything was just so expensive there.
But I loved it. I love that shitty gas station food.
Okay. Anyways, so
SpaghettiOs.
Elijah Wood's character Sandy. Mm-hmm. Cheeks. Sandy is like, I need to go to this Chili Peppers concert. That's like his motivation.
It's so weird that, like, that is supposed to be, like, the driving force in the movie, like, to keep the plot going. But it does nothing for no one ever.
I was like, in no way are they actually going to go and film at a Chili Peppers concert. They did not get the rights to the Peppers.
They didn't even get a song. They didn't even get the rights to a song.
They didn't get rights to any spice.
No.
Okay, and then I wrote, did he just finger that coconut?
Because. Well, first of all, when we get introduced to the uncle, he's getting a bird drunk. He's getting that pelican drunk
Pete.
Off his ass.
Pete.
Yeah.
He's this little bird.
And then, like you said, he fingers that coconut. He jackhammers the shit out of it.
What was going on here?
Can we talk about the toast on the wall?
Apparently that was a bit. So I looked into Paul Hogan. Apparently, like,
that's a Crocodile Dundee bit.
No, I guess he had like his own show back in the day. It was like a comedy variety show, and that was like a bit he would do with that the toast and the flamethrower
on the wall with nails.
Apparently, it's a callback to that. It's a reference to his own thing.
Okay,
but yeah, it was him being. I'm kooky. I'm different. We're gonna have fun this summer.
We're gonna eat SpaghettiOs. I'm gonna make toast on the wall, and I'm gonna jackhammer the shit out of this coconut. Just you watch.
And then we're on a boat, and Sandy is getting seasick.
He's in charge of the chum buckets.
Did you get seasick on the boat?
I put my phone down violently. So I went boating. I don't know if I said that at the beginning. I think I just said I went to the lake. But I did. For the first time ever, I felt motion sickness.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what the fuck? Because I've never had motion sickness. In a car, fine. Roller coasters, love. You know, mm-hmm. I could get whiplash. I could get scoliosis off of Matterhorn. Yeah. I have never felt... And it feels like motion sickness. I don't know how I got it. I don't know. Maybe it was also like heat stroke because I haven't really had water. I mean, classically,
I hadn't eaten in 2 days.
Yeah, kind of, actually. So maybe it was like a combination of, you know, little bit of minor dehydration, little bit of food, hungry, little bit of actual motion sickness. It is so wild. Cause you're like, everything feels like shit. Like mm-hmm. everything feels like shit. I could look up, feel like shit. I could sit down, feel like shit. I could lay down, feel like shit. I could be underneath the water, feel like shit. It's so whack.
I've never had it, but I just feel bad for people that get it.
If you get it easily, oh my god.
When we were on that little boat tour in Hawaii. Don't kill me. It was a few years back.
I know to stay away from the islands.
Yeah. To be fair, I don't know if this is better or worse, but it was Kauai, which is like the least touristy of the islands. I don't know if that's better or worse.
They said, oh, so you had to go to the most...
It's not the one where there's like nothing. There's like an island where there's like nothing.
You shouldn't.
But it wasn't like Maui or the Big Island.
Where it's just tourist traps.
Where it's like big thing. This was like the more of
plant
life and stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, there was this woman on the boat just throwing up off the boat. I felt so bad for her.
Isn't that when you take the little pills?
But what are you going to do when you're just throwing up already? Like, how are you going to keep them down? You got to take those before you get on there. You
slam that bitch to the ground. You put one... You lubricate your hand.
Was that your first time on a boat?
No.
Well, because you kept asking me all week. You were like...
About scary.
Yeah. And what was that about?
I'm scared of boats.
Okay.
Like, I didn't like the idea of them. Like, I watched Titanic and it, like, really fucked with me. I was like, I'm not getting
on. Well, that was a ship.
And that's why I don't like cruise liners. Because that cruise liner that parallel parked all fucked up on the
in the trench?
Yes, that bitch that parallel parked all weird. The one where they had to shit in buckets, literally, like, from Booksmart because they got stranded.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? The one that literally was sinking into the ocean.
Sure.
Because it hit something. I don't fuck with boats.
But if you're on a lake, like...
Lake monsters! Lake okay. monsters! The shit underneath the water! Lake monsters!
Okay, but like... You're probably not gonna... Like...
There are freshwater sharks. There are tiger sharks, mama. There could be a tiger shark in the water.
Okay. Anyway, speaking of little creatures in the water, we see some dolphins by the boat, and we see some evil man on a boat called the Bounty Hunter shooting at the dolphins, killing one of them.
Well, murder. Oh my god. When I tell you, this movie went from like 100 to 0 to 100 really fast. This boat, full of the widest, like, I said, oh boy, not the white hicks in the bougie boat.
Mm-hmm.
Because it literally is this like...
They were like yachting.
The woman that was like, they're scaring all the... Them dolphins are scaring all the fish away. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Mary Ann? Chill out. Go have a cookie.
And then
shoots that dolphin.
Uncle Porter says, that's Mary. That's put the ick. I don't know if that was sounding more British or what.
That was murder.
Arnor.
You murdered the accent.
That was murder.
Oh my god.
It was pathetic.
Oh my god, it's getting worse. No, and that, like, it's so jarring because, like, you don't expect some...
He literally pulled out a gun.
He literally said, I'll handle this. Blacka, 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 blacka. Like, what the hell?
So, Sandy, when that guy, like, when gets closer to their boat and he's like, did you see where they went? Elijah Wood says, they went that way. They went that way.
He said, it went there.
Yeah. He's like, you're not going to get my little dolphin friend.
But why did he just look at him shooting the dolphin just like, you know, like blank stare. Like just blank stare.
But I was how
like,
were you going to stare at him?
I would have been like,
he
whoa.
He was also seasick. That was him being like, I'm about to puke and I'm disgusted by what I just saw.
I want to throw up because of the motion sickness, but also because of the murder. Death.
We meet Marvin.
Marvin, that little, he looks like the main character from, you probably don't know what this is, but Little Nightmares?
I don't think
so. It's a little video game. It's an indie game, but he looks like the protagonist from that, I think protagonist, from that game.
Okay, well, little Marvin, who's like this little shy boy, Kathy's son, right?
Kathy, who's a woman in STEM?
Yes.
And a marine biologist.
So he, in real life, went on to become a screenwriter, and he wrote Ice Age, Continental Drift, Pan, and Wonder Woman.
Okay, fucking work, dude.
So, little Marvin, all grown up. I mean, he's written, you know, some other things, but...
But no, most notable for...
Rags, the Nickelodeon movie with Kiki Palmer. Rags. But, like, yeah, so...
Good for him!
Little Marvin... Grew up to just write some movies.
Little Marvin, who had three lines in this movie, and they were all Flipper.
Yeah. And then we have... Oh, what? I think this is when that little girl was like, she's like, I don't want to hurt him to, like, she's the fish. I'm like, that little girl's me.
Oh, because what's her name, Cynthia? Clarity? Charity? Kathy.
Kathy. Clarity.
Charity. Kathy is in charge of a boat, like a fishing shop, I guess?
Yeah.
And that little girl's like, yeah, I don't want to hurt him. She goes, okay, well, use this. Because what, is she trying to use a fish as bait for bigger fish?
Yeah, I guess. I don't, that's
do
like...
Do fish eat other fish?
Yeah, like a little, a big fish will eat like a smaller fish, I think. That's like, I used to go fishing when I was... Well, she gone.
I was going to say, do you want me to reach it with my foot? I don't think you want my toe on that. Not that my toes are bad, but I think it's unsanitary.
I went fishing when I was little.
Is there body hair on you? Is there a lot of body hair on you? Okay, good.
I went fishing when I was little, but like growing up now, I'm like, I don't want to hurt no fish. I don't even eat fish.
My friend Ricky, who just got into fishing, I was like, girl, fish? Eating? I love fish. I love to eat fish. You know that. Sushi, I will Bear Grylls bite into a tuna and just ow, 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 like a bear. Mm-hmm. But I'm scared of killing an animal.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it. I could catch an animal and be like, you can kill it.
Throw back.
And we can eat it.
No, throw back.
Oh, well, damn.
Anyways, and then Kathy saying, when are we getting married? And Uncle Porter going, doing, recreating that vine of that woman going,
is that real? Uncle Porter's afraid of commitment.
Yes, 100%. Oh,
and this is when we get the B-roll of the scary shark scar.
Flipper watches in horror. He's just looking at this like,
Flipper is, he's like underneath this like weird like rock formation and watching the shark devour the seagull.
That was scary. He was never the same. And then we have Elijah Wood reading a Playboy.
Why?
Again, I said, was this movie sponsored by SpaghettiOs? And then this is the night where Sandy meets Flipper, or like, I guess they met before, but like really gets to know him.
Mm-hmm.
He's at first scared of him because like, honestly, scary. Dolphins, all those teeth.
Don't dolphins rape people?
That's what they say, is that...
Aren't they, like, sexually charged?
That's what I've always heard, but I don't know.
Will a dolphin hump my body if I get into the ocean? And if so, can I sue?
Can
I sue Mr. Ocean?
They play with the Pepsi can. It's probably
Pepsi,
sponsored by Pepsi.
Pepsi!
And then Sandy... at night, ends up catching the ferry. He's just trying to leave. He's just trying to dip.
Girl, this hub, this is, and this is why I said my nails are so sharp. Oh my god, do I have a cut? Did I cut my eye?
No.
Oh my god, I'm so scared. This is why I said like the Red Hot Chili Peppers thing is like such a weird like through line in the movie because it's like.
I thought like, this was him escaping to go to the concert, but this was him trying to escape altogether, right?
No, this is him escaping to the concert.
Oh, okay.
Because, right? Like, he, like...
They didn't make that clear enough.
And that's what I'm saying! This is where... Like, I understand the dolphin plotline, right? I don't understand this Red Hot Chili Peppers, like, this is, like, so weirdly unnecessary. And, again, what a weird way to, like, drive the story through.
And where is he from? Do we know where Sandy's from?
Connecticut? I don't fucking know. North Carolina? I don't even know where this is. Where this is? Is he in Australia or, like, New Hampshire?
It's in Florida. Well, it's supposed to be in Florida, I believe. Florida's Gold Coast, but they filmed it in the Bahamas. So what is the truth?
Girl, I thought this was literally Australia.
I thought they filmed this on Mars. I thought they filmed this at Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage. So the Uncle Porter finds, like, a, you know, volleyball in his bed. He did the old, oh, I'm just sleeping. Psych, no one's in this bed trick.
And because I escaped to the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert. In Florida? In, cause he, okay.
It's probably, Florida's big. Probably needed to go, he says the next one's in Orlando.
Florida, isn't Orlando on the penis tip?
I don't know, but like Florida, usually when bands go to Florida, there's like a couple different dates.
Cause there's,
Orlando, tuberculosis? There's like the Orlando area, and then I think there's,
Miami.
There's just several
areas. I love
areas.
Miami beaches.
There's,
what's the one that starts with a T? Jacksonville. Oh, Jacksonville.
That's a place, right?
Yeah. Jacksonville,
Tampa.
Florida. Tampa! Miss Tampa!
Isn't
that where all the meth is?
I don't know. So then we have
if you're from Tampa and there's no meth, I'm so sorry if I made that assumption.
Russ tells Porter that Sandy took the ferry, and so Porter goes on there. And while Elijah Wood is like, ooh, look at these pretty girls.
He gets picked up. He gets fucking snatched.
Porter says, no, I'm Crocodile Dundee, mate.
Porter might as well have driven his boat alongside the other one and just grabbed him and taken him onto his boat. Mm-hmm. Effortless. That girl that's like, he's so hot. And like a weird like dubbed over voice. I was like, what the hell is this?
And then so they ride back in a storm onto Uncle Porter's boat, which is called Reliable. Old Reliable.
It's like a
I don't understand this. Because if they're in a storm, it's like gonna be a hurricane. Why do they go in this little shelter?
That's like their storm shelter.
But how is that safer
than the house?
Than the house.
Because the house is is the shelter just a flipped over boat? Is it just a boat?
It literally.
But like this? But
just,
like upside
down? It was
down?
Just wood. So I'm like, how is this safer?
Anyone who's been in a hurricane,
please respond.
If you are a hurricane, how do you do this?
Ida, Sandy,
Katia,
please call in now.
Can I get a hurricane?
I think they already have them named for years.
What about me?
Where's Hurricane? They go like in order. I don't know.
What's that?
Hurricane names 2022. Alex, Bonnie, Colin, Danielle, Earl, Fiona, Gaston, Hermine.
Hermine?
Here's what to know about tropical storm and hurricane names. Names have been used for tropical storms and hurricanes since 1953. Names are used in case two storms happen at the same time so people aren't confused or misled. The names are decided well in advance and sometimes recycled.
So what I'm hearing is, white people don't only own everything. They have to own a hurricane, so they name them after white names.
The names are decided through a strict procedure by the World Meteorological Organization based in Geneva.
And why are they all white names? Why is it Bethy Ann?
Tobias?
Get the fuck out of here, Toby.
What if all the names get used? If all the names are used in 2022, here are the backups. Adria, Braylon,
No, I'm gonna cut you right there. Braylon?
Deshaun.
Okay, Deshaun. Hurricane Deshaun.
Emery, Foster, Gemma, Heath, Isla.
Gemma?
Jacobus.
Okay.
Kenzie, Lucio, Michaela.
Lucio?
Nolan, Orlando, Pax, Ronan, Sophie, Tayshawn, Viviana, and Will.
I like the sprinkling of possible ethnic names.
Now let's look at
Braylon. What was that one?
2023. Braylon.
God, now some white woman.
2023. This is you just reading off our roster at work.
You're right.
Interesting. Is this just a history of all the hurricanes in the world? Tropical storm depression. Tropical depression one.
Me when I'm on a tropical vacation.
Oh, this is the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season, which begins in June of next year.
Is this my March Madness? What's it called?
Oh no,
my
draft picks. Hurricane Brett is coming. Tropical Storm Cindy, watch out. Tropical Storm Dylan. Hurricane Emily.
She'll kick your ass.
Hurricane Gert. I like that one.
Ooh, Gert. Like, go, Gert.
Tropical Storm Harold.
Ew, he's rickety and old.
Some of these are just fun. Let's see. Some
Gert. Whitney
is unused.
Okay, Whitney.
Ophelia. Philippe. Tammy. Jose is one.
Okay.
Well, there's no accent. It just says Joe's. But I'm assuming it's Jose.
Depression.
They just say Josie.
Josie. Hurricane Josie.
Has anyone said your middle name like that?
Jose.
Has anyone ever said Juan Josie? Is this Juan Josie?
Is this a Joanne Josie?
Yes.
No, thankfully. If anyone ever did, at that point I'd be like, you are the whitest person that has ever lived.
All right, anyways. So, yeah, I don't know how they didn't get fucked up in the storm, but, like, the house is fucked, but they're fine.
The house is fucked, the boat is fucked, the pier is fucked.
But they're
Elijah okay. Wood is fucked.
But they're okay, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, so they make a deal. He's like, help me clean this up, and I'll get you to the Chili Peppers concert in Orlando.
He said, I have people.
He said, I'm Crocodile Dundee. I can get you tickets.
He said, if it's tangible, I can get my hands on it. And I said, Wig, he's a drug smuggler. He's a drug runner.
And then he says, I'm going to the mainland for a couple days, so clean up, I'll be back, right?
Yes.
And then, he's gone, Flipper, the dolphin, shows up at the dock, and he's, like, knocking Sandy into the water.
Sandy, who's just, gets knocked into the water and immediately has his shirt off.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken your shirt off in the pool?
Mm-mm.
It's so hard. Because you're, like, stuck, it's, like, in you, and you're, like...
No, but... But also, I love that Elijah Wood, this whole movie, just jean shorts. And
work.
In the water, heavy. Those are going to be so heavy. You didn't bring swim trunks to Florida?
No. Here's the thing. He wears jean shorts, has swim shoes.
He does have water shoes.
Yeah. The whole time. He has water shoes, but wears jean cutoffs. Make it make sense.
And that's on...
That's on poverty.
Okay.
That's on 90s fashion.
So then Sandy meets Kim... And she's like, oh, if this is your dolphin, what's its name? Show me some tricks.
Kim, who's boing, 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 dang, boing, yeah. Boing. I'm like, why are you playing the jaw harp?
That was her little quirky trait. She was always just playing the jar harp.
The jar harp?
The jar harp.
The jar harp. Jaw. Hard is what to say.
And so he's like, oh, his name's Flipper, and here's a trick. Whatever. And she's like, whoa, cool.
Here's a trick.
And he's like...
Me looking at the guy that I invited 2 hours ago.
And then Sandy's like, that guy shot a dolphin the other day. And she's like, that's Dirk Morgan.
He's a dick.
And then also Sandy realizes... She's like, what have you been feeding him? Or like, do you want to feed him something? And he's like, I have to feed him?
No, you should never feed a wild animal.
Well, yeah, you probably shouldn't. I mean, I'm sure he's a fine.
He's a fine?
He's a fine. Man. He's fine.
Flipper's like, fine.
Flipper can go out into the sea and get some fish, no?
No, because if you train them too much, they'll be reliant.
But they hadn't trained them yet.
You're right.
They should have cut ties now.
Damn.
Movie ended, right?
We could have saved us an hour.
Okay, so then he's like, I have an idea. So now they're charging fish.
They're moguls. They're scammers. They're going to, they're going to charge everybody a fish to fleet Flipper.
Feed Flipper, and then they're charging money for food, for
a dollar per entry, yeah,
and for tricks and such. So
they're entrepreneurs.
Yes,
because Marvin is it Melvin or Marvin?
Marvin.
Marvin is like Flipper, and I mean they're working that cash money. Here's the thing: you cannot fix that house or that dock or that boat without what, Sarah? What do you need to fix things? Materials. That's right.
A brain.
How much does it cost to... Well, there's the answer. Money. You need money for materials, and you need materials to fix the things. You cannot use old, decrepit wood for your decrepit house. It will just become double decrepit. Some may say double deed.
Yeah. Also, why in this movie, it's in this scene and then later, is Sandy smoking a cigar?
Because Reptile Rick shows up. What's his name?
But, Ricky? Why? It's just so weird that this movie was and we're going to have this child smoking a cigar.
It, makes no sense.
First, for fun, and then later, he's like, this is a punishment.
Well, because he's not even smoking it. It's unlit. He just has it in his mouth.
Okay, but, why does he have it? I did write, does he have a cigar?
Because he's, he's feeling rich. Rich people smoke cigars. It's not just for
these... Mob bosses. The Sopranos.
The Sopranos, mob bosses, gay bears, I don't know, guys that are into leather.
Did you see
Southern
that,
people?
Did you see that story in the news about how a mob boss's son, they found out he was gay, so they decided to remove homophobia as one of the things that the mob is known for. They're we're done with homophobia. And then,
oh my God, Shark Tale's impact!
Someone was literally "This is the plot of Shark Tale." This is literally the plot of Shark Tale. But also, it was that not only was that they were gay, that someone's son was gay, the mob boss's son was gay, but they were a drag queen. And some people were like, how good of a drag queen do you need to be to make the mob be not homophobic? How good do you have to be?
Who is this drag queen? Everybody give cash to her. Give a 20 to her.
Anyways.
That's lit as shit.
So
my God.
Uncle Porter returns. And then he's pissed, obviously. And this is when he's like, when I smoke, you smoke. Now, you want to hold this thing? You're going to fucking smoke this
I'm going to light the bitch up and you're going to...
Yes. Anytime I'm smoking, you're smoking.
That's... Okay, I don't understand the punishment of You're gonna smoke 20 packs. Isn't that killing your kid?
Yeah.
Also, cigars.
It was the 90s. No one knew.
Cancer didn't exist.
No one knew.
Cigars. Don't you not even smoke them? Don't you just you don't inhale the smoke, right?
I don't know.
What's the point? What's the point, Mary? What's the point of having weird smoke breath? Here's the thing. I'm gonna tell you a little secret. I don't even like joints. I don't like joints because the taste and the smell, especially the aftertaste in someone's mouth, it's so nasty. I've never kissed a smoker, a cigarette smoker, but I want to now. So I know because I need to know. I need to know. Does your breath and does your kiss taste like ass? Sorry, farts. Does your kiss taste like farts because of the smoke?
Okay, anyway, so then we have a montage, they're cleaning, they're smoking, then all of a sudden, Marvin's missing. Where is he?
Where is Marvin?
He shows up at the dock to see Sandy, Kim, and, ooh, that dolphin Flipper.
Flipper, and this is another weird thing. Marvin wears his little yellow hat. Looking like Coraline looking ass. Love it. And they're they're making such a big deal about it, he never takes it off. And then he takes it off because discovered Flipper.
He takes it off and he has fins.
Oh my God, he's the 13th year.
he's becoming a merman. So Kathy, his mom, finds him and she's happy to see him having fun and talking to people. He has friends.
Do you think he's autistic?
I don't know.
On the spectrum a little bit? I think
from,
so.
From everything I've seen in the movies? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see, then Dirk's crew catches Flipper in a net, and Porter's I think the fuck not.
Cuts it loose. With the strength of 10 crackheads, I promise I'll kill you. That's what he says to him.
And then I said, not the sea police. So this is where Isaac Hayes Mary. Shows up, and he's like...
Oh my God.
He's like, okay, but you can't keep a dolphin.
He said... That man can threaten your life. He can kill your kid. He can shoot a dolphin. I don't give a shit. You can't keep it.
Yeah.
He is the worst. I mean, cops are bad, period. This man is such a shitty cop.
He also says that the dolphin is harassing fishermen. And so they take him away.
Girl, the dolphin lives in the fucking ocean. It's goddamn
the
home.
Fishermen are harassing the animals. Literally, that's what they do.
He literally shot. He shot a dolphin, Mary. He shot the fucking dolphin.
So then Porter, Sandy, and the rest of the gang, they're going with him to, like, say goodbye, set him back in the ocean.
Someone throw Shamu back into the ocean.
And then we have Kim and Sandy out at sea, just on, like, a little motorboat.
And what do we see?
What do we see? The bounty hunter.
And what is he doing, Sarah? What is he doing? Putting what is this man doing?
Barrels.
Barrels of what?
Well, as we later see at the end of the movie, barrels that literally say poison on it.
Poison.
It's Colin Crossbones. Like, we get it.
Well, okay. Earlier on in the movie, we hear from Kathy that the fish are riddled with oxycodone. I don't know. They're on crack, right? The fish are poisoned and drugged. And this man is jumping, like you literally said, barrels of marked poison Skull and Crossbones into the ocean.
It was the poison from... It was the toxic waste from 10 Cloverfield Lane.
I was going to say Roger Rabbit.
Oh, no. In the dip?
Yeah.
It's dip!
Oh. The toxic waste from 10... What? Oh, where he melts the guy?
When John Goodman gets melted.
Oh, God. I want to see that movie again. It was so good.
And then we have... So then they're like, oh no, we see something bad. And then they're almost getting run over.
But I guess they never saw them. Somehow, some way. I don't know.
So then we have Porter giving Sandy the front row Chili Peppers tickets. I don't know how he pulled that off.
I don't know either.
Drug lord or something.
He's the mob.
Flipper shows up on the shore by Porter's house. And... He is not looking well.
Oh boy, is he just... He's not even...
No, he is on his last fins.
He's doing this little move, a little jiggle.
Yeah,
little
so jiggle. Sandy gets Kathy, and Kathy's like, I'm gonna do a little fish head smoothie.
Oh my God.
Do a little popsicle.
He said jello. Ice cubes. Are they ice cube or is it gelatin? Because she asked...
Oh, it might be jello. But she... Oh, okay. Because I was like, why does she need the... ice tray, but for the jello.
Yeah. Is it jello or ice?
But you also put jello in the freezer. That's how you make it.
I thought you put jello in the fridge.
Or fridge, whatever.
My mom puts jello in the fridge.
It's okay, well, it's cold.
Oh!
It is cold.
I don't think
they didn't just give him the boiling hot jello.
Isn't it just supposed to congeal? But congealing is faster when you freeze.
You boil it and you put it in the fridge. I just know because I had to make so much jello at our work years ago. Always making fucking jello. Spilling the green jello all over my white Converse. And that's why they look like shit now. It's because I spilled jello all over them.
Word.
Okay, and then we have, the little jello pieces. Sandy is staying with Flipper through the night, sleeping on the dock.
He's such a good pet owner.
Yes. And in the morning, Flipper is back to normal, ? He seems okay.
Flipper just needed his little, iron.
But Kathy gets the test results back and finds out he was poisoned.
By barrels of marked poison.
By the water. Somebody poisoned the water hole.
The ocean.
So Sandy mentioned seeing Dirks both the other night, how they had some barrels.
They call the police and the police is like...
I need hard evidence.
Girl, they should have let Flipper die. This dead ass dolphin and this test do not give you urgency.
Well, and also the amount of times they kept asking, is this the right spot? And Sandy and Kim were like, yes. But are you sure this is the right? Yes. This is where we were when we saw him dump the poison.
Wait, but how can you tell it's literally the ocean?
I don't know. They're like, yeah, this is about it. And I'm like, okay.
So you just went?
Unless they're, like, counting as they go out.
One Mississippi, yeah, two Mississippi, and, like, know exactly what direction they're going?
I don't know. Anyways, so then we have...
By the way, like, I haven't been looking at my notes because it's up here.
Okay. And then we have, like you said, the cop needs hard evidence. He is threatening to send Flipper to SeaWorld if he is not... gone in 3 days.
It's literally the fucking ocean. What do you want? This man wants to build a wall.
That's also not... Yeah, it's literally not their fault. Like, they put Flipper back, and he came back. What do you want?
Like, what... Am I supposed to... Go away, you dumb animal! Smacks it, and then he never comes back.
Okay, and then, so Kathy is like, we need to have Flipper search the ocean floor, just like I did in the Navy.
Because in this top secret run spy operation, we use dolphins because I don't know.
She said, I was in the Spy Kids, and this is how we did it. So she's like, we're going to send in
this... Disney 365, see ya.
We're going to send in this camera. And then Uncle Porter is like, hey, we're going to miss that Chili Peppers concert because we're saving this fish.
Are you down?
And Elijah Wood says, fuck the Chili Peppers. Fuck Anthony Kiedis and Flea and others.
He said, I hate... What's the Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
That one. I actually really like that song. Can't Stop.
Oh my god. That was the Google playing it.
Little did they know that I would be able to perform it. Me at the Super Bowl next year? Just maybe.
Are they performing?
No. Oh. I don't know. Anyways, so then we have the Flippo cam. I said, what if he just swam off and stole this camera? What if he was all a long con to get some camera equipment to film his own Shark Tale?
His OnlyFans.
Funny pun.
How did Kathy just make this? Kathy just has the equipment to do all this shit.
She had it saved for a rainy day.
Work.
So Flipper's family, we see them on the camera. We're like, oh my god.
Where have you been the whole time?
We see the poison barrel, literally says poison on it.
And they are.
That's probably it, huh?
There are hundreds of them.
And then Dirk Morgan hears them calling the Coast Guard on the radio.
Is this allowed?
Is that allowed?
Are you allowed to just eavesdrop onto...
I think that's how...
India Golf Niner Niner?
That's how it works.
Oh, because they're all on just a frequency?
So they don't, like, hit each other and shit, yeah. I think they're all on the same, so that they can hear.
And that's why boats are scary.
So then Flipper said, fuck that camera, he just dropped it.
Kathy's like, no, that $1,000.
My life's work. And then Porter's like, we have to go. We gotta go.
Well, they drop a little, like, buoy thing to be like, this is the spot. We know that's what this is. We just gotta go. But Elijah Wood's over here like,
never,
no.
Yeah, so he takes the lifeboat and he's like, Marvin, shut the fuck up.
And Marvin
goes, don't say anything.
Flipper.
Yeah. So he like zooms off and then
he gets run over.
Yes, almost gets killed by Dirk's boat. His boat gets fucked. It gets run over. He is lucky he is alive.
That boat got torn.
Because he just jumped out.
Torn up.
And yeah, like you said, Uncle and Kathy are like, where is he? And Marvin says, Flipper, I don't know.
He goes,
I don't know.
Flipper. Because that's all he says. He just goes, Flipper.
And I said, was Dirk? Because
okay. Manslaughter.
Because... Then I said, homie, that is a shark. That is a shark, Elijah Wood.
Girl.
You better start praying.
Catch me.
To Gandalf, because... Because
it's going to pass and eat your ass.
Because you shall not pass, it's going to eat your ass.
There you go.
Yeah. Thinking of this guy on SpongeBob. Oh.
He bit my ass. Yeah. He doesn't say he bit my ass, but...
Yeah. So Flipper comes in and like bumps into the shark.
Yeah,
scar.
Yeah, very that. Yeah. Oh my god, you're so good at it. Do it again. Oh my god.
He just hits him.
It's like I always heard that like if you find a pod of dolphins, stick with them. You might get a little, you know, they might touch you, but they will protect you from a shark because they do that thing with that. And it just, they do the 1-inch punch, but with their nose.
Yeah.
They do that.
I saw some dolphins on that boat in Hawaii.
Did they protect you from a shark?
No, I just saw them just jumping out of the water. Porpoising, they call it.
Aren't they called porpoises?
Yeah, but like that's the act of like...
Being a porpoise.
Going up and out. Yeah. And what about it?
That's the act of being a porpoise.
I know, but I'm saying like, you don't call like a whale. A whale's not going to do that.
They do that. They go.
Not like that. Not like.
And how do you know?
Because they're too fucking slow and big.
Oh my god.
Anyways, so then Flipper's family comes in for backup. I said, was Dirk going to kill Sandy?
Yes, because while the family is attacking that shark, Sandy's over here, like, swimming to Dirk's boat because Dirk is like, come here, boy, swim, swim for your life. And then Dirk is standing over him with, like, some weird little trident.
Yeah, he was gonna see
and he goes, you should have never seen me that night on the boat.
He fully
I don't know why, like, he's Australian because he's clearly American.
He was fully going to murder this.
He was gonna human assassinate.
By the way, do you know child. Who played Dirk?
No.
Did you ever watch Community, like, at the end?
No.
It's that old guy. He was also on, like, Better Call Saul or, like, Breaking Bad.
Better Call Saul?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Flipper.
No. Just Community.
But no, I need to see his name. Dirk Moran. Jonathan Banks. This guy. I did not recognize him. Because I've only ever known him as this old white man.
Because he's old now.
Yeah.
And because his forehead looks ginormous in this movie. Man looks like he has a 7 head.
That's him. I'm shook.
Word. He just looks kind of... I kind of know someone that looks like him.
I did not put two and two... Like, I just did not.
Okay.
Interesting. Anyways, so then Porter punches Dirk. That sea cop says that Flipper can stay there. And Sandy says, no, he belongs with his family. They're like, literally, that's what we wanted to do was send him back. That's what we did. He came back and, like, we're trying to do that again. Sandy's mom shows up. And we're like, who the fuck are you?
Literally, what the hell? Like, this movie wraps up so fast. One, the cops is a piece of shit.
He came there alone, so why did she come there to bring him home?
Because she heard that he saved a dolphin and found the poison in the ocean.
Okay, so then everyone says goodbye to Sandy. He hugs Kim goodbye. No kiss. And he says bye to Porter, and then he gets on the Marvin. Ferry, and then he runs back, and he goes, I forgot, can I come back next summer? And he's like, I think you better.
He said, Florida always has open arms for another white man.
Mm-hmm. As long as you are a cishet white man, you are always welcome here.
We went from Australian to Southern, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah. I was just speaking in the way I think Florida people speak. No. So then Flipper. I'm drunk. We see Flipper swimming next to the ferry, and all the kids are like, oh, it's Flipper.
And then we hear the, Flipper, Flipper, come and get your flippers. Flipper, Flipper.
That's just Jeepers Creepers.
Come and get your eyes.
Jeepers Creepers.
Come and get your peepers.
Wow, love. Okay, and now it's time for IMDb reviews, which I have.
I could only pick one song.
IMDb.
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 Okay, so this first one, I guess it's positive, I'm assuming. I just, because it's ridiculous. Okay, September 2004, written by Mauricia. It's called, it's a lot like Casablanca, really.
What?
Here we go. Dolphin, cute. Elijah Wood, very, very cute, especially when wet and partially naked.
Oh, ew.
Paul Hogan, strangely attractive. Must have been the whole leather bondage cuff he wore through the whole movie.
His little leather bondage cuff thing was kind of, yeah.
Plot, very silly. Cute blonde. Romance subplot, highly unconvincing. Clearly no girl can come between a boy and his dolphin, and Elijah doesn't even make a vague attempt at kissing her, instead choosing to spend all his time fondling Flipper. Ending strangely similar to Casablanca, as Elijah says farewell to the finned love of his life. This is just a quote. Lige, last night we said a great many things. Okay, so I think they're quoting, they're trying to make this the Casablanca version. Last night we said a great many things. You said I was to do the thinking for the both of us. Well, I've done a lot of it since then, and it all adds up to one thing. You're going out into that sea with your family where you belong. Flipper. Ee, ee, ee. Lige, now you've got to listen to me. Do you have any idea what you have to look forward to if you stayed here? 9 chances out of 10, we'd both wind up in SeaWorld. Isn't that true, Paul Hogan? Paul, I'm afraid the kid is right. Flipper, ee-ee-ee! Lige, I'm saying this
shut up! True.
Inside of us, we both knew you belong with your family. You're part of their life. The thing that keeps them going. If that pod leaves here and you're not with them, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, and for the rest of your life. Flipper, ee ee ee! Lige, we'll always have that time under the pier. We didn't have... we lost it until you found the poison barrels. We got it back last night. Flipper, ee ee ee!
Did Elijah would fuck this dolphin?
Lige, and you never will, but I've got a job to do. And where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part of. Flipper, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of one little boy and his dolphin don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that. Here's looking at you, kid. And then they wrote, I'm so moved I may weep. In summary, approximately 5,000 times better than Queen of the Damned, not quite as good as Lord of the Rings. In our video.
Just died.
And so now it's a black screen on the YouTube video. I'm not even going to read the second review, but wasn't that wild?
I think that was enough for the one review.
Yeah. Wasn't that wild?
What the hell was that?
And the only tweets we got were that Enrique said that when he was a kid, he had a big crush on Elijah Wood because of this movie. And then Lindsay said, I watched the original one from the 60s growing up, but never saw this one, which I found out later was way more popular. Is it, though? I don't think Flipper in general is popular, right?
I think Elijah would fuck that dolphin.
Yeah. Okay. And, okay, now, what are our final thoughts?
This movie is just Free Willy but dolphins.
Yes.
It's like Free Willy but dolphins, yeah. I think it's all right. Like, it's like... this movie's unhinged, to say the very least. Guns, shooting a dolphin, shark, almost eating Elijah Wood.
What the fuck? Elijah Wood. Do you have another battery?
Yeah.
Do you want to pop it in? Where is it? Look at that. Our video is back, everyone. Wow. How many stars are you giving it?
I'm going to give it... fuck it. You know what? I'm going to give it 3. Like, 2.7. 2.75.
Okay.
Like, yeah. It's not shit. It's
literally... It's just, like, a cute little movie.
It's like a watered-down Free Willy.
It's just, like...
Which, like, okay, I've never even seen the first Free Willy.
Oh, really?
I've only ever seen the third one.
Okay.
I grew up watching the third one.
I grew up mostly watching the second one, but I've seen the first one. But, like, the second one with the oil spill... And the Faya,
yeah.
And the boy from Kazam. That was the one I watched the most, probably.
True.
I'm going to give this 2.5. I think it's cute. Whatever. I'm glad that we're not making these, like, animal movies anymore. Let these dolphins know their peace. Let them just fucking live.
The Happy Feet.
Because, like, yes, the plot was, like, oh, like, they shouldn't be in captivity. But also, like...
That wasn't you even hired, the plot.
But also, you hired this dolphin for this. Like you.
You hired.
He
this
was
dolphin.
On the payroll.
What did it get? What did Flipper get as payment?
Some fish.
I want to know. Not I want to know.
So yeah, I'm gonna give it 2.5 because it's fine, but like nothing special.
No.
And now let's give a shout out to the one, the only.
Iris is our podcast artist and our beloved friend. Oh, so beloved.
She just messaged us.
She just messaged us. And she just texted me.
Heard you talking shit.
And she said, "Say, I don't know. I don't know if we can hang this weekend, actually. I'm so busy.
Did she?
No, I'll tell you what she said later. Oh, okay. but Iris hates us. No. No, but Iris is our podcast artist. You see her artwork every time you open up this podcast. It's the one of us in that little bubble in the sky. But yeah, follow Iris on Twitter and Instagram at QueenCirclePanda. And if she is doing anything with her Patreon and would like to support her...
You should probably check that.
Me?
Every week you go, if she is... I mean, I support her on Patreon.
She's on hiatus.
I still support my Patreon.
And that's fine. You can do that. You can do that. You can give money to people. Especially, you know what? A trans person. So go support her on Patreon at patreon.com/creamsicklepanda. It's pretty much Creamsicle Panda wherever you want to find her. Just find her. But yeah, she's a great gal. She's a great gal, and she's a beloved friend.
She's a pal of mine.
Coraline!
She's a gal. She's a pal of mine. Thank you, Juan. And now...
You're welcome!
To Sarah with sports. Oh my gosh.
The Rockies had a rough start on the season.
You can follow us at Planet Weird Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and even Twitch. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And we'll tell you about a stream coming up in a moment. But follow us there. Also, rate and review the podcast, Apple Podcasts if you have any, especially Spotify. If you're listening on Spotify, please leave a rating. I don't think we have any on there yet. So I don't know how many of y'all listen on there, but
you can leave Spotify ratings.
Yes, you can leave Spotify ratings now. Anyways, also thank you to our Patreon supporters, our patrons. That's Aisa Yusuf, Grace Worspon, Alexa Pratt, Emily Palmer, Whitney Harris, Jared Van Leeuwen, Jose Contreras Jr., Enrique Buenrostro, Natalie Hernandez, Lindsay Britt, and Ivy. Ivy Gold Coast, we could do.
There we go, Ivy Gold Coast. Are you going to keep all that in?
No.
No.
Spending minutes trying to figure out what to say. Also, we got merch links in the description. You know the drill. Like I said, Twitch stream coming up on the 16th will be, I don't know, probably gaming or something. Maybe like we could do Overcooked. We could do Sims. What do you want to see? Let us know.
What do you want to see? Because I bought those. We bought some games
and we can play them.
We just have never played them.
Yes.
Y'all want to play Trivia Crack with us? Oh wait, my God. Not Trivia Crack. What's the other one?
What's Trivia? Like, why would...
What's the one where you play with all your friends?
Joe, Jackbox?
Jackbox.
Let us know. Next week's episode is going to be about Zombies 3. And I know what you're thinking. But the episode comes out on Friday, right? Your episodes come out on Fridays. But Zombies comes out next Friday. So how are you going to do that? Correct. So we will watch, just like you, we will watch on the 15th on Disney Plus, because that's where it comes out. We're going to watch it on Friday, record Saturday the 16th, and the episode will be up on Sunday the 17th. So that week will be delayed by 2 days, but the other weeks will still be Friday episodes. But we wanted to do it, you know, soon, but not like take off a day of work, watch Zombies in the morning, record afternoon, put it up by the night. No, we
get fired the next
day. We got stuff to do. So just like you, we will all watch it, you know, July 15th. Send us your thoughts, tweet us, email us, what have you. And then the episode will be up on the 17th. So let us know your thoughts on that one. Okay. And Bette Midler, if you're listening,
you better figure it out.
Go read some literature. Go read some things by trans people. Figure it out, because...
It ain't it, mama.
Because no one's going to see Hocus Pocus 2 at this rate.
You are losing the gaze by the...
Don't do this to Kathy Najimy.
Who, notoriously...
She earned that paycheck, and she needs to earn that box office, whatever money she gets from that. Okay?
SJP...
Oh, wait, it's not even in theaters. It's on Disney Plus.
But they still get paid.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you for tuning in. By the way, happy Disability Pride Month. No.
Mm.
Pride Month continues for Disability Pride. And yeah, we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Wash your faces with a cleanser. In the summertime, sweet summertime, sweet